And welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And before we get this started, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsor for today, which is Sprayway World Glass Cleaner. Let me tell you something. If you got dirty, a dingy, a greasy ass mirrors in that dirty ass house, this right here, Sprayway, the world's best glass cleaner. Get that shit right, man. But what's up? Shout out to everybody on Instagram. If you can see me, I see you. What's up? And what's good, man? How you feeling? You good? Let's take a deep breath. Let's get some meditation in. Let's see. Breathe in through the nose. Out through the mouth, right? That's how you reset. So when the mind is running and racing, as it typically does, those breathing exercises will help you get through the day. And I've had a great day so far. Took the trip. Yo, what is about them garbage men? These garbage men, boy, they savages, man. If you don't get that shit out on time, you're cooked. You are cooked. Like, but I did get mine out on time, but I can remember a couple times. They just come so fast, too, man. When you get a garbage cut, you got to run, your heartbeat out of whack and everything, man. And also, Happy New Year's to you if I did not tell you Happy New Year's. And also, shout out to my brothers at Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. It will be J5 in approximately 2 days when the greatest fraternity on earth was founded. And also, too, speaking of New Year's, listen, you know, my neighbors to my neighbors, I get it. Do you want to show me how much firepower you got? Do I really need to hear you shooting all goddamn night? I mean, the whole night. Bah, 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 fear. I'm talking about, I think my neighbor got a laser gun or something. It's ridiculous. They throwing hand grenades, just displaying all of their arsenal. And then I went outside being an asshole I am, and I just shot off a bazooka just to quiet everybody down. But I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming out. Shout out to my Facebook family, all of y'all. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody on YouTube. Glad all you guys joined me today. Got a lot of things I want to cover. Number one, I just saw this. This really disturbing. A wife, a woman had stolen her husband's life savings to get a BBL. I'm going to say that again. A woman stole her husband's life savings to get a BBL. And this is what ended up happening.
About none of that. I don't give a fuck about no please, no needs, no none of that shit. Like that, how the fuck I supposed to tell Lisa about this shit? My baby mama, I already argued my baby mama about child support money. When you just took my last $20,000 that I had to my name, and you went and got a yeah, with that shit. How the fuck, bitch, I can't see my fucking son.
She took $20,000 for this investment. So I don't know how this is an investment. I don't know why this woman would do this, but let's see.
How the fuck I'm going to see my son now because he's raggedy ass. That raggedy ass shit don't even look right.
Wait a minute. Y'all might not be able to hear that. Hold on. We'll start it over. Let me see. Oh no, y'all can hear. Can y'all hear that? I don't know if they can hear. Let me play it again.
Don't even look right, bitch. Your legs don't match none of that shit, bitch.
I will work it off.
Fuck ass tank, bitch. You should've went and got man, bitch.
I will work it off.
Hey, get the
Don't leave me.
Man.
Don't leave
I told
me.
You stop touching me because I'm not your fucking.
Don't touch me, bro.
Leave don't touch
me.
I'm a bitch. Stop touching me.
Sorry.
Ain't no I'm sorry, bro. Go on, quit touching me, man. That shit look tacky as man. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Stay right there. Can you stay right there, please? Get the in the car and move.
Whatever you want me to do.
You took my $20,000 when you got a stop
man,
touching me.
Get the
fuck
out of here.
No, ain't no fuck out of bitch. I'm a fucking dollar investment. I ain't okay that. I'm trying to buy houses and property and shit. You gonna go buy and get a BBL behind my back?
This is sad. This is a sad. What a sad times we're living in. This woman literally robbed her husband for a BBL instead of getting a house or buying property. I don't really understand, like, why. Like, first of all, do you want to get this BBL because you want to leave your husband? What are you trying to do? Is this some type of investment? And if this BBL is an investment, then that would probably somehow turn your husband, I mean, to get the money back on investment, he would have to set you out on what they call the track. Okay. And that would turn your husband into a pimp by default, if this is some kind of investment. We are really living inside of a spoof. This shit is sad. I could not imagine if my wife wiped me out and came back with a fat ass. Shouldn't this woman go to jail? I mean, men are often, we're often villainized for things with the women, but this is so ratchet. And I think she should go to jail. Somebody need to report this woman. It's very sad. I mean, I don't even know how you explain that shit to your husband. You come on, man. Where my money at? And then I guess she must have turned around and he realized that her cheeks, she had went and bought cheeks with the money. Very, very unfortunate. And this is what the subculture, this is what our subculture is causing. This is the environment that it's creating. And if a woman want to get about to go get your body done, but I will say, a lot of y'all are starting to look exactly alike. It's becoming a standard body. And with those BBLs, and I know it is to make the woman feel better, but I don't see the happiness that follows. You know what I mean? Whatever gender you may be, you have to talk like this shit now. I gotta be fucking politically correct. But whether you gay or straight, whatever you do, I don't see y'all with any spouse or a person that loves you. I mean, most of these bitches are out with married men on islands, and that's why they don't, you see them with the hand when they doing this shit. They just show the hand. They never show the guy. And I think little Scrappy had talked about that, but was Scrappy to fail to realize the niggas is married and these are side bitches. So they're doing the man a favor by not showing them, and they're getting paid to go out. It's just really, really pathetic. And ladies, y'all need to start speaking up, because there's some good women out here. I need the good women to start speaking against this shit. Start speaking against these ratchet bitches, just like I speak against street niggas. I don't like that shit. So we have to get to this point. We have to finish this war against these niggas. Black people, we must rise up and come together. Because we all we got. All right. The niggas and these racists are trying to destroy us. And it's really sad. That's hilarious. JT Taylor said that's her money. That's community property now. That's hilarious, JT. Very, very funny. But very, very sad. Very, very sad. I don't know what was going through the woman's mind. I wonder what she was thinking. Like, was she stole the money and went to the doctor? I wonder, like, what was she thinking? Right? Do you want to sell pussy? What do you want to do? You already got a husband. What is this for? Who are you showing off for other women? Is it that your homegirls got booties and you just had to have? Like, what's going on? But it's very, very sad. And yeah, she doesn't have the ability to think. You would think she took that $20,000 and got a better wig instead of a BBL. You know, the wig. Look at that damn wig. She should have went and paid money for the wig and a dress. God damn, get you some boots or a bag. You know, I mean, it's no reason to spend that kind of money to get a love seat put on your back. And you guys are out of money now. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to progress. And this is what happens a lot of time with ratchet women. Fellas, you have to be very, very careful with these ratchet bitches because they don't know how to necessarily love. They don't know how to care for anyone other than themselves. So you have to be very, very careful. And I'm going to design a ratchet checklist, a ratchet woman checklist. And if these women fit a couple of these boxes, you might want to go the other way just to save you the drama, the time, the headache, and just the hassle. It's very, very important. Now, this man, they got to stay in the apartments for I don't know how long while she got this ass on. It's very, very sad. And can he go get a reefer? Can he? Because if she stole the $20,000 to get the ass is actually stolen. So is there a way, and if any of you guys let me know, is there a way maybe the husband could take her back and get those cheeks taken back out to get a refund? If you know if there's a way for that, let me know, because this is it's rather pathetic. And I'm just ashamed. I'm really ashamed. But we gonna move it right along. Speaking of ratchetness, look at this here. You know, it's a lot going on. We got a lot of accusations, a lot of men going down. Diddy just accusations. And unfortunately, as a man, if a woman comes up with any accusation on us in the court of public opinion, we're guilty until proven innocent. And also with a lot of these allegations and accusations, which, you know, I'm not trying to victim blame. I'm all for you getting your just due if you've been assaulted by any man. But the thing about it, whatever you say about me, right, whatever the accuser says, I have to prove that I did not do it. So if this happened 20 or 30 years ago and you say, well, you, LeVar assaulted me or something like that, and it happened 20 years ago, how do I protect myself and prove that I didn't do it, right? You know what I'm saying? Where do you get the wit? I don't really know. But this is really sad. A woman had admitted to faking bruises to get her boyfriend in trouble with the police. And I'm going to show y'all this real quick. Listen to this.
I called like child services on this one. I called child services on my ex because he pissed me off. And then I was like, yeah, I'm done with this person, whatever. Like, you know, cheater. Fucking piece of shit, lies about dumb shit. He had kids. I called child services on his ass and I like fabricated everything and like said certain things and they like went to the door and like there was a whole process. Like, I don't even know if the children's aid worker still visits them, but she probably does because what I sent, like the way I AI'd that shit, you know, like real AI shit, like fake bruises type shit.
Be careful, fellas. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
So you fake bruises, you fake shit, and then you just made like exaggerations.
Wait, why? On his kid.
Why is he sitting up interviewing her with a mask on? That's weird.
Kids.
Yeah.
Like, so hit, like, yeah, he came and they were like, oh, like, we're seeing stuff that your kids are being abused. You know, you could lose your kids. And I was just like, That sucks. Yeah, should have been nicer to me, bitch.
Now, shouldn't this woman go to jail for this? Like, how does that work? like, she accused this man, possibly got him locked up. She's admitting to lying on him. And there's just no accountability. There's no accountability. You see what I'm saying? This is what men are having to deal with. And I think we just gonna hit a wall where men become so scared of women and the artificial intelligence and the female robots made of silicone skin will take the place of real women. I mean, it's rather pathetic. This woman should be jailed. There, you know, it's no telling what this guy lost behind that. And JT, we don't condone violence against women. That's not, I can't even post that because what you just said, because JT, I don't want to lose my channel. But there has to be some type of accountability. I was watching the Yonla Van Zandt. She had a show one time, and it was an elderly man on the show, the mother and all her daughters. And, you know, Ayala's sitting there, and she's talking to the lady. Now, what ended up happening was the lady brainwashed her daughters by telling her daughters that their dad sexually assaulted them. And he was unable to see these girls through most of their childhood, most of their teenage years. He was unable to see them. So she's on the Yonla and she admits to lying, right? She admits to lying about this. And she didn't even apologize. She didn't even want to apologize, which was so troubling. So she was that mad at this man and had that much viciousness that she destroyed the connection of the man and his children. And all she could say, my bad. Like, we're going to have to do something. We got to get these laws right, man, because we can't just take that. Men are being steamrolled all over the country. And I'm, you know, I'm for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I want the ladies to have their equal rights. You know, I'm for that. But this is just blatant, right? This is blatant. Look at that. And fellas, look at that. This is a ratchet woman. This is a woman you want to stay away from. Okay? This is what people would consider work. Okay? That's just work. You don't wife that. You have to have the dick discipline to not insert yourself into certain vaginas, because you know, you end up having these babies and shit, and it's not cool, man. It's not cool. So very unfortunate. I'm trying to turn something on. Y'all give me 1 second here. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know why this shit ain't working. Why is that doing that? Let me see. Y'all give me 1 second. You know my shit ghetto. I'm doing all this shit alone, so. But we gonna get it though. We gonna get it. Let me see. Let's see. All right. Hopefully that's back on now. Okay. Damn, still ain't. But anyway. But yeah, we gotta do something about that. It's really pathetic and really, really sad, man. Let me take this down. Really, really sad. And also, too, I want to talk about this, man. The British police are looking into an alleged gang rape in a virtual reality game. Let me see. This don't even make no damn sense. Let me show you. So a UK teen was a virtually gang raped in the metaverse game. And this happened January 3rd. So she was in the metaverse, which is the Oculus headset. And in first of its kind involving metaverse, British police are investigating an alleged gang rape place that took place in a virtual reality game after the avatar digital character of a 16-year-old girl was sexually attacked by online strangers. Now, this is the weirdest shit ever, because number one, it took place in a virtual reality game. Let me say that again. On a digital character. So this digital character could be a 55-year-old, 6'5" male who just wanted to go into the virtual reality game as a 16-year-old girl. We don't even know. The teen was wearing a virtual reality headset. Okay, this is the teen. A virtual reality headset in an immersive game when a group of men allegedly raped her. Now, I don't know why she didn't just take the damn headset off. Would it have been that hard to turn off the headset to get out of this situation? Was there no way to unplug? I mean, was somebody holding the headset down on your head? Did they put a helmet on top of your head? How did this even happen? And why are the British police wasting valuable time and resources in looking for people in the metaverse? Now, this is a question I have. Do the police put on Oculus goggles and turn into certain characters and go looking for these people? How does this work? However, it's not clear what game the teenage girl was engaged in at the time of the alleged transgression. A senior police officer familiar with the case told the news outlet that it poses many challenges for law enforcement, given that the current legislation is not set up for this. It's believed that the case is the first virtual sex offense investigated by police. This is some weird shit. Since police and prosecutors are currently dealing with the massive backlog of real rape cases, the inquiry into the historic case has raised concerns about whether police should be pursuing virtual offenses. However, UK Home Secretary James Cleverly has defended the virtual reality rape investigation by claiming that the child has experienced sexual trauma. This is some wild. So I know it's easy to dismiss this as being not real, but the whole point of these virtual environments is they are incredibly immersive. It's also worth realizing that somebody willing to put a child through a trauma like that digitally may well be someone that could go on to do terrible things and physical harm. We cannot be this goddamn soft as a society. Because I'm going to be honest, I would have definitely told a young lady. Oh, here we go with this shit. I would have definitely told a young lady that you should have just took the headset off. Straight up. Oh, y'all not about to do this. What? Here we go with this shit. Y'all got me tripping. All right. Here we go. So, yeah. It's no way as a cop, because you got to go into the metaverse. Who were these people? You know, you could be anything. Your avatar, you could be a bear. You could be like a dragon with a long tail. You could be anybody in this metaverse. So they have to go in there and look for random animals and creatures. And where do you lock them up at? Where's metaverse jail? What happens? Are they just blocked off the site? This is very stupid and creepy. And to me, it's a total waste of time, if you ask me. I don't get it. But it does make for a good joke. Well, this is Bonnie Easterling says, a virtual reality game, you can't arrest nobody for that. Well, in Britain, there, obviously, the asshole supervisor, cop, or whoever he is obviously trying to arrest him. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know why that is not working. There we go. All right. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's just really, it's really dumb. It's such a waste of time. Such a waste of time. Also, too, I want to talk about this as well. There are going to be no more. There's something going on with teachers in 2024 where there are not enough teachers. Okay, I just saw an article about this, which had me, you know, it was a very interesting article in Forbes. Check this out. Now, oh, fuck, come on. No more teachers. It's an epic crisis that's going right now. No more teachers. Epic crisis facing education in 2024. So this is the wall we about to hit. This is the wall we about to hit. And I salute all the teachers that quit and got out of that shit. I do not blame you. These little fuckers are bad. And the politicians and all the bureaucracy can't make a safe environment for the classroom. You know what I mean? Like some people, you know, a lot of people go to school and they generally want to help these children, but they can't because these schools are overrun with thugs and you can't do anything. You know, I'm watching teachers get their ass whooped on Twitter and on certain social media sites, and they can't even fight back because if they fight back, they will lose their job. So this is the trade-off that's happening. Like, you know, people just won't go into the profession. You see what I'm saying? Some of them kids need to be expelled immediately. Fuck it. You can't sit here and try to, you know, when the house is burning down, you worried about shit across the street. We have to solve the problem. So we're going to look up and there won't be any teachers. And maybe AI can teach the kids. I don't know. So what would the world look like when they're no more educated? Would you counsel a young person you cared about to choose a career in education these days? Most of us wouldn't. The systemic issues in education are becoming too massive to continue ignoring. Burnt out teachers, embattled administrators, overburdened counselors and support staff stretched to the breaking point. This is a recipe for disaster and it's catching up with us. It sounds like the teaching shit sounds like a retail pharmacy. The problem is not just current teachers exiting the field, it's that there are few people entering the profession to replace them. Current teachers are now unlikely to encourage young people to enter a profession that is as challenging as teaching has become. It's not only teachers who are discouraging the young people they care about from becoming teachers. The 2022 nationally represented survey found that fewer than one in five Americans would encourage a young person to become a K-12 teacher. The profession is too well known for its tremendous difficulties and often relatively low pay, and it won't be long before no one wants to enter the education field. That's crazy. Harvard dropped its undergrad teaching program due to decline in enrollment, just one of many such closes, which has been celebrated since 2020. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's weird. That is weird. They know teaching is hard. They've heard the statistics, but they still want to pursue their dreams, so they do it. They go to school, work hard, get their education degree. They do the student teaching and perhaps relocate, take a job, and they finally get into the classroom full of idealism and hope. They've been taught how everything should go, and then it doesn't go that way. They're thrust into a toxic lose-lose situation. And it's little wonder that many get out as quickly as they can. Education is not immune to being a toxic workplace because teachers in the society aren't even respected anymore. You know, like in China and Japan, teachers are well paid. They well respected. It's a prestigious occupation. But in America, they don't want to educate these children. They want kids to get jobs, do all this shit, but then they don't want to pay the teachers, number one, and they don't want to help the teachers by setting up proper work environments. It's rather sad. It's rather sad and disgusting. So we just going to be a bunch of dumb motherfuckers, and I guess AI, all we'd be able to do is sit on the couch and order shit from Amazon all day. Nobody be able to read or write. And we just all idiots waiting for our goods to come until we run out of food and water. And this is where we at right now. So it's pretty, pretty weird. Yeah, all levels of authority outside the home is ending. It's a scary place, man. I look at my son, man, and I'm nervous for him, man. I got a 8-year-old, you know what I'm saying? What does the world look like when he's my age? What does it look like? Huh? Anybody? Do y'all want to chime in on this? What does the world look like when my child is my age? This shit is a disaster. We living in just the end of times. The end of times. Planet heating up and shit. It's wild out here, man. It's really, really wild. What'd you say? I agree my son on the spectrum. He's 7. His teacher is awesome. They have drills, case of a situation. My son's been learning this since kindergarten, very 7. At the same time, I'm glad he's taught this. Well, right on, Carla K. I'm glad for you. Well, maybe we could just go to homeschool and there'll be some type of artificial intelligence program that could custom tailor to teaching the kids, right? At least through, K through 12. Will college even be necessary? And that's a great question. You guys chime in. Do you think college would be necessary in the next 20 years? Will college be necessary? Could y'all chime in and let me know what y'all think? Y'all can chime in. I can't really see y'all on IG, but let me see. Just chime in and let me know. Let me see. Do y'all think college will be necessary? Now, Zion, what's up, Zion? Pastor Zion, how you doing, sir? He said, white folks been on homeschool since the early 1980s. That is true. That is true. And that's going to come out of family structure. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, mama going to have to stay home to teach the kids, and your daddy have to go out and hustle. Alan Harris says no. And I can kind of agree with you, Alan. I think trade school will be better because honestly, the way artificial intelligence is rising up, I mean, you don't really, what do you need? Like this AI right now can diagnose conditions, catch cancer cells. It can litigate. I mean, this shit can do all upper levels of human thinking and human function. It can do all that shit now. So I think you're right. A trade would be better. I wouldn't mind. Because I'd be bullshit. I might go get my electrician diploma. Now, you say the cost of college is not necessary now or then. Let me see. If you go into college to be a doctor, lawyer, Alan. Man, that's rough. You think so? You think, man, that's rough, man. I don't know. I think the attorneys would be able to litigate their survival. You know what I'm saying? But attorneys are good with words. And, you know, in law, they could just talk some shit and change the words and be like, nah, you going to do HVAC? That's what's up, man. I mean, you're not. I'm sitting up here with a PharmD doing comedy. So, I think, Alan, y'all got a lot of good points. Yeah, Zion, let's get together and open up a trade school somewhere, man. Open up a trade school. What are some of the trades we can do? Framing, you know, building a house, electrician, plumbing. It's good money, man. Good money. So, but this has been, let's see something. Where Are We special and tour coming. We gonna get it, Zion. I gotta keep talking to people and trying to build a more of a following. But it's all on the way. You better believe that shit. You better believe it. Let's see what's going on in Ratchet news today. Oh, I'm not talking about that. Let me see. Y'all know what I saw today? I don't know if y'all say this, but on Club Shay Shay, Cat Williams was going in on everybody. He went in on Ricky Smiley. He went in on Cedric Entertainer. He went in on Steve Harvey, Kevin Hart. He was going in. Hey, mama. I'll say hello to my mom. That's my mama right there. He went in on everybody. Y'all got to check out that Club Shay Shay, man. They probably put it out. Let's see. Sure, it's probably trending now. Oh, that's when he roasted Wanda. Oh, here he is.
He said it don't line up. How it don't line up? He thought that I was.
Wait a minute. Y'all got to see it. This is wild. Well, this is wild. Let me change this audio. Trying to get it so y'all have a clean audio. This is. Everything. But why I don't see my roadcast on there. Let's blow that up. That's going in. And once again, Hold on. That's weird. Why that shit? I don't know why it's stripping. Yeah. I'm probably going to turn it off. Turn it back on. Here we go.
Cedric told you when you asked him, did you steal Cat Williams' joke? Yeah. He said, it don't line up. How it don't line up? He thought that I was just a no-name comedian and that he could take this joke and nobody would know.
Right.
The issue was that I had already done this particular joke on BET's Comic View twice.
Right.
It had done so well on BET's Comic View that they had made it part of the commercial. So part of the commercial of make sure you tune in to BET was you seeing me doing this joke. So this is not just a random joke. This is my very best joke, and it's my last joke, and it's my closing joke.
Okay.
1998, I'm doing this joke. It's on Comic View. Cedric comes to the Comedy Store. He watches me in the audience. He comes backstage. He tells me what a great job I did and how much he loves the joke. 2 years later, he's doing that as his last joke on the Kings of Comedy. And he's doing it verbatim. He's just changed my car into a spaceship. Him and Steve had already apologized for me, so I gave him a pass for a decade. Why would you sit here and be like, I saw Cat 30 times and Cat didn't do, as I stand before you, Shannon. I would have bust Cedric's stomach. There was nothing.
I would have bust Cedric's stomach, and after I bust his stomach, sir, you would have watched guts and birds come out of the stomach, sir.
That was hilarious.
That would have kept me from one of these in that patch right there. Like, are you kidding me? Why would you downplay me like that? Why did I give you a pass if you were just gonna lie? Cedric's sitting here telling you why he ain't a movie star. He over here look like a walrus. You didn't say nothing. He can't even get his arms off his stomach. Why I'm not a movie star.
Oh, my
God. We never wrote anything. Remember, when Cedric the Entertainer starts, he's supposed to be singing, dancing, and telling jokes. That's why he's called the Entertainer.
Right.
We found out he can't sing, can't dance, and doesn't write jokes. He did 4 comedy specials. They're so bad, Shannon, they're not available on Netflix or Tubi. Can I say that again for the audience? They're so bad that they're not available on Netflix or Tubi.
Oh, man. I hate to see the legends beefing like that. Look like Cat on his Kanye right now.
You cannot even see them, Shannon. They're right there. He has no specials, Shannon. None. Zero. They've taken them all down. They were that bad.
Cat is back out of the hat. I don't know how long I can show that because I'm trying not to get a strike or nothing over Paige, but. That was rather interesting. I don't know, man. Shout out to all of them. I ain't trying to get in the middle of that shit. I'm cool. Hopefully they will work it out as elder statesmen. I don't know. But Cat is a funny. Cat just funny, and he ain't even got to try, bro.
That is right, Carter Reed. Let me tell you something, Carter Red. One thing about the old Cat Williams is...
Look, I do a bunch of them, too. I want to get them, Skip. Hold on now. And look, I listened to it last night. Cat was beefing with Ricky Smiley. He was beefing with them all, man. But I don't know, man. I have to talk to Cat about that next time I see him. I'm not trying to get in no beefs. I don't want no trouble. Okay? I'm going to stay out that shit. Let them fight it out. I don't know. But I guess I'm going to wrap it. You know what? Fuck this. Because I'm supposed to be streaming, right? Like, you're supposed to stay on here. I know, Mama. You love Cat and Sid. They're both of them good dudes. But, you know, I guess it's some beef. A lot of the 90s comics, there's like tension with a lot of those 90s guys, man. I guess, you know, but we have beef. There's a lot of comedian beef that y'all don't really even know about. Like behind the scenes in comedy, cats don't really like each other, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if this is bad in like in white comedy like that, but a lot of cats behind the scenes don't like. I can't really, especially if you can roast. Like I just stay away. I have to stay away. I have to be careful, and I have to pay close attention to my surroundings when I'm around comedians. Because motherfuckers be hating and shit and just not happy people. Most comics are really, really depressed. And I'm not saying like, you know, I'm perfect or no shit. I have my days when I get down because to do comedy and be on stage and you talking to total strangers, it comes from, you know, it comes from something, you know, whether you were triggered in childhood, low self-esteem, you know, that shit comes out of something. And that's why people be saying they comedians, like everybody's not a comedian. Like this shit is different. It's some mental shit, really. It's really, when we on that stage, we up there kind of suffering. We just crying out, but people are laughing. And that's why Smokey Robinson wrote that song, the Tears of a Clown. When, you know what I'm saying? The Tears of a Clown when there's no one around. A lot of pressures come with this business, but it's still entertainment. And, you know, I was talking about Taraji P. Henson and what happened to her, you know, with crying about not getting enough money. So it's still a, you know, it's a rather fortunate position to be in, especially when you can make a living at doing what you love. I do think that's fortunate. But dealing with these people, man, can be something else. Because you think you just happily roasting somebody. And, you know, you could be talking about a brother's shirt, like, man, look at this shirt. This shirt ain't shit. And then they come back at you like, that's just what I'll be talking about. And they just really, you know, let loose on how they felt about you. And you didn't even know. You're like blown away. Like, damn, dog, I thought we was good. I didn't even know you felt this way about me, which is rather unfortunate. So, yeah, man, it's, comedy is weird, especially now, too, because what's happening now in the comedy landscape is not about, it's not even really about being funny for real. It's like, you know, if you got a decent following, you know, you can do some numbers. You can, you know, if you got a decent following and you could sell the ticket, that's pretty much all that the, comedy clubs and agents really care about. It's not really about talent anymore. It's more about who can be seen. You know, it's more about popularity. You know what I'm saying? And there's no knock to my young boys out there killing it, because they can't help the position that they're in. Because shit, if you get famous and you born to do it, you just got to learn in front of your big audience. And so, but it's just a different game from what I came up in. And I do think that technology is just disrupting this pretty much everything, even the arts, man. That's why we don't have good movies. You know, it's shaping our minds. It's like changing our attention spans. You know, you looking at TikToks and shit, our attention, we got the attention spans of flies. You can't even sit through a whole movie no more because of technology, because you constantly scrolling, looking for that next dopamine hit. So you really don't have time to really discover anybody. Shout out to Joseph Chunker, brother, man. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all my brothers and sisters over there in Zambia. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool, you know. Yeah, my people in Africa showing love. And speaking of Africa, why don't Egyptians, y'all need to chime in on this for me. Why don't Egyptians call themselves African? What's that shit about? Why don't Egyptians consider themselves African? Could y'all answer that for me? And let me answer this quick. Can you copyright your comedy? You can copyright a show, but if it's just a joke, nah. Your jokes get stolen. And you know what? I don't really like to accuse people of stealing jokes, because a lot of times if it's a general, simple ass premise, it's like, bro, anybody could have thought of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You have to be like, it has to be something very, very specific. It can't be low hanging fruit. See, it's a lot of low hanging fruit ass jokes. You know, they're so simple. And low hanging fruit jokes are when y'all watching the comic and you know where the punchline is coming from. That's very, very low hanging fruit. I think one of the guys that do comedy, like at a very, very high level, from a thought level, is what's his name? He hosted Last Comic Standing when I was on. Oh my God. It's Jesse. Oh, Anthony Jeselnik. Anthony Jeselnik has a very high, like he really write that shit. Okay, you say Egyptians are entrenched in pan-Arabism, probably due to Islam. But, I mean, there is in Africa, though. So, are they not African? Spades 93? Let me know. Are they not African? Tell me. Let me know. I mean, they in Africa. Shit, they in the continent of Africa. Am I not North American? Can anybody chime in on that? I guess not. Y'all chime in on that for me. Let me know.
Just chime in to let me know.
All right, let's see. There are a few ethnic Egyptian Africans from the Bantu tribe, but nah, most of them came over from the Arab world starting the 7th century when Islam. Interesting. That's interesting. Do you study history or something, Spades? 93? That's interesting. I'm glad you explained that. Well, I'm about to wrap this up. I hope y'all enjoyed this show today. I don't know why my energy wasn't the same as yesterday, but it's all good because we're going to keep it moving. African studies, that's dope. So shout out to her. India is in Asia, but they don't say Asians. That is true. Indians do not consider them. Some of them do, though. Some of them do, Carter. Some of them do say that they're Asian. And you look like, are you Asian? No, you're not Asian. You're Indian. But, you know, then they have to check you. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot, you know what it is. People want to be assholes sometimes. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm just building this thing one brick at a time. And we're going to keep pushing it, man. Shout out to Clipper, man. Very, very funny, brother. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him. Very funny, man. He gets down. And I'm going to end this show, man. So thank y'all for tuning in. We had an offer to do Zanies in Nashville. No, she got back to us later. Whatever. I'll be out there, though, man. I'll be out there soon. So thank y'all for tuning in. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow.